Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collection station, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who was suffering from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she was saying to herself, "If only I could touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that moment. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread through all of that district. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. May the Lord now be in all our hearts and upon my lips, that every thought and word may be holy for the honour and glory of his name. Amen.
Amen.
And if you'd please sit. The readings that we have heard are to help us to look at the power and love of Jesus. And in the gospel reading, we see various facets of the power of Jesus at work. Jesus is able to call people from all walks of life if they will respond. Matthew seems to be such an unlikely person to be called to be a disciple. And Jesus finds him working in an unlikely place. Matthew belonged to a priestly family, but he had preferred to make money and work for the enemy, the Romans, who occupied the country at the time. Matthew was a collaborator because of his work as a tax collector. Matthew, as you can imagine, was hated by many and even banned from the synagogue. Yet no matter how Matthew filled his pockets with money, he still felt an inner need. Something was missing from his life. Matthew was not at ease or at peace with himself. But Jesus had the power to see this and call Matthew from his work and to follow him. Jesus saw potential in Matthew, who could keep the accounts, and in time would give us a fine account of the life of Jesus in his gospel. Matthew was changed through the power of Jesus. We also hear in the gospel reading that the leader of the synagogue was desperate, for he had tried every way he could to bring healing to his daughter, but no one had been able to help him. The little girl should have been entering into the fullness of life, but her life was instead ebbing away. The leader came to Jesus as a last resort, but he was also at least acknowledging that Jesus could do something to help him in his desperate situation that he finds himself in. He believed that Jesus could restore life. At the same time, Jesus saw again the faith of the man. We shall see that Jesus has the power over life itself. While he was making his way to the house, the little girl died, but Jesus had the power and took her by the hand. With her hand and his, she arose. While he had been going to the leader of the synagogue's house, a woman interrupted his journey. The woman thought she could steal a cure from Jesus by just touching one of the tassels on his cloak. Because of her illness, she should not have even been there, as she was suffering from hemorrhages. So she was counted as unclean, and anyone who touched her would also be counted as unclean. She was rather superstitious, thinking she could steal a cure. But she recognised that Jesus did have the power of healing. Jesus had the power to restore her life to its fullness. Because of her faith in him, Jesus healed her and so revealed his power to her and those around him. If we truly believe in Jesus, we will respond to his call. We will allow him to enrich our lives and transform us by his power. The question is, do we truly seek to follow Jesus and do the will of God, or are we trying to make God do what we want? I'll leave you to reflect and ponder on that one. But let's look at it another way. There was a man, let's call him Jim, who had all the money he needed. It seemed whatever he did turned to gold. He had a splendid home and a lot of friends. And as you can imagine, he was able to spend a good deal of time just enjoying himself. But Jim had an emptiness, that nothing could fill it. The more he tried to fill it with action, possessions or parties, etc., the more it gnawed at him. He told a friend, and the friend introduced him to a poem called The Hound of Heaven by Francis Thompson. But there was a line that worried him, which was, "All things betray thee, betrayest me," and the "me" was in capitals. The friend had the sense to explain to him that he need not worry, for the hunger that he felt was none other than the calling of God in his life. Listen to God, respond to God, and you will soon feel different. Jim did as he was advised. He did not change his way of life or his friends, but he turned to God each day, started to worship each Sunday at his local church. He did not change, but God changed him from within, and he was now a far richer man than he had ever been. Sidestepping slightly, and before I pray, we have heard about two healings of Jesus, which were an important part of his ministry, and we know that he went on to do more healings. The healing ministry is also an important part of the ministry here at St. Mary's, which has been established for about 20 plus years and involves a team of people. As you know, prayer ministry is available every Sunday when two people from the healing prayer team are available to listen to a person's struggles and pray for emotional healing, forgiveness, or personal challenges, and perhaps even to give thanks for something. We as a team are looking to grow and welcome new members. If you feel called to this rewarding ministry, we would love to hear from you. So if you're feeling that nudge from the Holy Spirit, please do speak to myself or any of the team. There's Anne Nichols, Lucy Hodson, Mary Moore, Ruth Blackwell, Michelle Harris, or Val Trafford. And we can encourage you and tell you more of what is involved. Oh, and by the way, we do give training. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, you called Matthew to follow you. And as you called a young girl back to life, help us to hear and heed your call upon our lives. May we learn to follow you and to come to that life which is eternal. Amen.
Amen.